Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I convinced them I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice knows what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moss and Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's walls.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, everybody, it's that night again. It's Wednesday evening edition of Bigfoot Live Radio with myself, Rocky and the Boy. We got Doyle, we've got Ernie, we've got Swede, and it looks like we've got our a good buddy up in North Carolina.
Who brought you?
Who brought you? There we go. Leo. How is everybody tonight?
Excellent. Excellent.
Good, brother.
Finer than a frog's hair split four ways.
Okay there, Doyle. Oh, my goodness, folks. These weeks go by so fast, you know. Week in review. You know, I've got actually a couple of calls this week up in Michigan, and well, they were all came from Michigan, and I don't know how valid they are, because when I start getting multiple calls in the middle of the night and they're laughing in the background, you know how that is. She won't answer it, she put it on silent, you know. And they sent me some pictures.
Unfortunately,
of some,
we know what's that like.
Yeah, you know. I got a picture of I don't know what it is. Stumps,
red
maybe.
Circles?
Probably. Been getting a lot of no red circles last week. It's been stumps. Like, you know, and even on one of my groups I was at this morning, you know, this lady's like, I took this picture out behind my house, and you know, it's pretty much a lake or a pond or something. And, you know, she says, see the Bigfoot in the water? I'm like, holy God damn it, she's like a mini Bigfoot, the smallest Bigfoot in the world. You know, if you relate it to everything else around
the tree. Oh, I saw that picture. I think I saw that picture.
Or the biggest trees, right? Yeah. Or it's a log. It's a log floating in the pond. You know. You know, everybody's got Bigfoot mania, man. Everything they see, you know, it's a Bigfoot. Everything's a Bigfoot. They're everywhere. I was at the Walmart and saw Bigfoot. Yeah. You know.
It's getting to be
but
just
I have
like
to say,
that, though.
Well, I'm telling you, yeah. You know, everything's a big stump or a shifting of the light on the leaves, and you know, it just has to be. It can't be anything else but a Bigfoot. Couldn't be a deer. Couldn't be a bear. Couldn't be a monkey. Has to be a Bigfoot. You know. Yeah, well, that's just the way it is. Oh my goodness! And you know, folks, that new show came out this week. We got some talking about to do about that one. I'm sure everybody's seen it, right?
I have seen
Expedition Bigfoot.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. You know. Oh goodness gracious! We'll get to that one later, man. So back to Michigan. I don't know whether this guy's legit or not. Actually, you know, something says that he's not, but something inside me says that I want to believe because I want something actually credible and decent that's going on. You know.
Yeah.
But I got some pictures of Prince he sent me, but then the last picture was a picture of, like I said, a log or something in the trees. You know. Off in the distance. And how come none of these pictures that people get of Bigfoot on these cell phones that have cameras that actually take video, there's only just one frame of them, you know? The one frame picture. No scale ever put up on it. One frame. There it is, you know? And they're always worried about, I didn't get a picture afterwards or before. You didn't have your camera running? I mean, what's going on with you, you know? Who knows, man? Like I said, it's starting to get to be a point where there's so much paradilio out there. I don't even want to say the word right. Paradilio. Yeah. That's
get it right.
I don't know.
Yeah. It about sums it up.
Who brought you?
That's it. Who brought you?
Who brought you? Yes. Who brought you the stupid cookie is what I want to tell you. You know?
That's the truth.
Take the stupid cookie. Yeah. So what's going on in North Carolina, Leo? Give us a little update. Anything happening out that way?
Well, we got a lot of Bigfoot sightings again out west. It's getting cold. People are seeing Bigfoots. Mm-hmm. They're going to the local news. They're finding footprints. A lot of them are seeing Bigfoots crossing the road. Got a couple.
Yeah.
I attempted to make contact with the individuals the best way I could to try to lock down an identification of the people who made the sightings without them blowing the cover, if I could, and gain their confidence so I can talk to them. I got a couple of people who claim they're going to call me back. I hit them up on email. A couple of credible sightings up near the Pisgah National Forest, which is, you know, that's a very promising area. And a couple of people I've heard, I'm going to check out, have been into the El Dorado Outpost with some stories down in Uwari Forest.
Right.
So I'm going to go down and check that out. And I got a good friend, Lee Woods, who's been working down there. So I'm going to try to make contact with him and see what's been going on down there and try to check out a couple of credible sightings. But, hey, who knows? It's like you say, TJ, could be, could be not. So we're going to check them out just to see. Because you got to give it up. It is cold, so they're all migrating, so could be a possibility we can get a picture of a big fella and not a burnt-up stump.
Hey, they're going south, brother. They're going south. They want to stay warm, too. More food for them, too. Not unless,
exactly.
I'm going to say, you know. Anybody see the story about the woman in Missouri with the white Bigfoot running along the side of her car?
No.
I hear that.
Okay, so she was driving down the road, and as she looked to her right, which I still can't understand, how did she see anything? Because the lights were in front of her car. You know, there was a whitish or off-white Bigfoot running alongside the vehicle. And once she noticed it and her eyes made contact with the other, with the Bigfoot, it run off into the woods. I don't know what she could have seen. I don't know. You know, something white running alongside her car in the middle of the night, you know, with her headlights in front of her. I don't know. My headlights don't look to the right side of my car. Yours?
Mine don't.
Yeah. Leo's might, because he can turn his that direction probably.
Oh, yeah. He's got the good.
Yeah, for a little while longer, I can.
Yeah, a little bit longer, huh? My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Dole Hauka, tell us what's happening out in Kentuck.
It is snowing and cold, which is great Bigfoot weather. I'm loving
it's
it.
Snowing.
I'm expecting to start getting complaints and sightings and stuff any minute because of the big snow we had yesterday. And the ground's covered. The trees are covered. It's beautiful. It sucks for technology because when you live out in the woods, you know, you don't get satellite during snowstorms and you don't get cable TV and electric goes out and so forth. Therefore, I wasn't able to watch the show that you were talking about, but I can't wait to hear about it. But we're ready for the Bigfoot sightings. Anybody out there that's listening up, if you got anything in Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, call them. Call, get on the internet, go to the website, let us know, and we'll be there.
There you go, brother. Okay, Rocky, how about you up in Arkansas? You and the Swede.
Well, we haven't been out. We haven't been out to the woods. We've been listening to people tell tales, but there's not anything that I would I didn't put any stock in anything that I've heard.
Right.
Like you say, too much laughing in the background.
Yeah. You know, it just makes it tough. Who knows? Well, that's okay. You know, we're here. We have to dig through with the weeds and the bulls just to get to the good pieces of life. Otherwise, it'd be really easy for people to go find Bigfoot. That's why it's not. That's why we're here. Out in the woods,
right.
Out in the field, here on Wednesday night. Take your calls on the hotline.
If it was easy, anybody could do it.
Ain't that the truth? And, you know, it's a great place to segue into the new into this new show. You know, I usually don't watch Bigfoot shows. I'm going to hold my opinion until everybody's given theirs, okay? But I wasn't too shocked. I actually sat through the whole thing, and I might go back next week just to see what happens. But let's start with you, Leo. I'd like your perspective on the new show.
Well,
like
we're gonna be blunt,
like,
correct?
Man, this is our show. We do whatever we want.
Good. That's what I want to know. I want to make sure I don't offend nobody.
Is that the truth?
The problem I have with these shows, and this one in particular, and just like anything else, is when you hear stuff like finding Bigfoot or capture Bigfoot, but nobody actually gives any good information or anything in reference to the creature. And it's almost like you're held out there in this suspense world, but what you think is going to happen never happens, you never see anything that's definitive. I mean, you're looking at stuff. It's almost like what you see in this show and what you see in many other shows is the same bullshit that we get when people call us and say, "Hey, man, I just saw Bigfoot walking down the street in Manhattan." To me, that's what I feel like. Because I really don't see the only show I can say that I really enjoyed watching that really gave me a lot of information and gave me a lot of history in the back of looking at these creatures. It's Monster Quest, but Expedition Bigfoot, I wasn't too impressed. I wasn't.
I got you. I have to kind of agree with you. Was there anything you liked about the show?
I like the creativity of the show. Mm-hmm. How could I put it?
The production?
Well, okay. Yeah, that too. Yeah. I like the production. I like the tenacity. Well, if it's true, the tenacity of the people in the Expedition Bigfoot, to try to capture that, how can I say, the atmosphere of trying to actually search for this creature, and the people out there in Bigfoot land that would like to know if this creature actually exists, capturing their imagination to say, hey, maybe this creature's out there. I understand that. But I think a lot of more realism and a lot of more realistic things could be, compiled and put inside this particular show to capture the palette of people to want to know if the creature's for real.
Sure, I got you. Hey, Rocky, I'm really interested in what you have to think about the show. Tell me, Rocky.
Okay, I will. Mariah
hey.
Mayer.
Hey, don't be dancing.
Don't
be dancing.
Pay attention here. Everybody, please pay attention here.
Mariah Mayer.
Don't be dancing.
She is a former NFL cheerleader, but she's also done a whole bunch of stuff for National Geographic. She is the most legit of the bunch.
I have to agree.
The others, it seems, are authors and actors. Well, okay. I watched the show, and I watched this group of people. They broke into teams, okay, with the girl and this guy called RPG, they went up in this area. Okay, just the two of them. But somehow, the two of them was walking up the trail, and they were both in the frame, and the camera was following them. So, we're talking about a camera crew and sound crew. Mm-hmm. All right?
Right.
Yeah. So, basically what we're saying is finding Bigfoot.
Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah, they did a lot better job, I think, than finding Bigfoot. And the one guy said, he made a quote that I really liked. He said, to think we know everything that's out there shows our arrogance and our ignorance. Well,
yep.
That part of it, I go along with.
Mm-hmm.
But where were they getting their information? Well, they were getting all this information. Okay, we've had more sightings in this part of Oregon. So we're going to be there before Bigfoot gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to get there before Bigfoot gets there and let him come to us, kind of to say.
Right.
Well, that's a good idea if you can work it out. But I don't know. It's with me. It's always the pains they go through to make it look real. And it's obviously not. I mean, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to watch more. And hope that I'm proven wrong, but so far what I've seen is a more intelligent finding Bigfoot.
Bigfoot with better technology. Yeah.
And that's another thing. Okay, I was talking to the Swede about it. Now, what did they actually do that we don't do? Okay. What they did that we don't do is take a big giant crew out there and, you know, got the man with the camera and the lights and all that following us, the guy with the sound equipment following us. We've never done that.
And the one guy that doesn't want to stay in the woods, he's going to go stay in a nice cabin with heat and everything.
Well,
the expedition leader.
The equipment, I really liked the drone that could actually see through the canopy. Right. They could take pictures. They could check everything out in grids.
Put that on the wish list, Tommy.
Already have.
Put that on the wish list, TJ.
Yep.
But as far as the reality of it, at this point, I'm going to have to go along with, yes, it's reality TV, just like finding Bigfoot and mountain monsters and all that, but with a lot more intelligent twist to it.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, your opinion counts on this show, at least. Okay, sweet. What did you think? Yep. Sweet, you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. I didn't watch the show because I didn't have any. I didn't even know about it. But talking with Rocky about it, it's the same thing. I mean, the stealth factor or the is out the door. I mean, it's all TV.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way that you can put that many people, especially when they're carrying gear and stumbling around and fumbling around and doing all that. And like you said, you know, we don't even start a fire, so there's going to be one or two of them that's scared shitless. You got to go stay at the hotel, you know, driving in and out, whatever. I guess it's good TV as far as it goes. Rocky said it was entertaining, and I believe him. It was well produced, like Leo said. The production was good, from what I hear. But I'm still, you know, I'm on the fence as far as if they're going to do it. It's got to be more down to earth on that. There's, you know, you're going to see one guy with a GoPro, and it's going to be poorly filmed because it's one guy with a GoPro. You know, that's when it's going to happen. That's when we're going to see it.
Sure.
And that's just my take on that. You just can't
what's your
put
opinion
that many
on
guys
the mind-blowing evidence?
This is Leo. It's not. I mean, you know, one thing that the Godfather always said, your dad, and one thing that Mike Green has always said, this is a boring hobby. Sometimes you might go out and go a week and you never hear anything. You might not even hear a damn a cricket or anything. You might not hear a wood knock. You might not see a footprint. You might not see a tree break. But the thing is, and just like what Sweet just said and what Rocky said, the realistic portion of it, not every damn show is going to have everything going on. Because if you got stuff going on every time you go out there, please let us know where it is so we can get some of this. So we can get some.
That's the truth.
Because if you got shit going on every damn time you go out in the woods, what hot spot is this? What fishing hole are you going to? I want to get some of this catfish. Because it can't be.
Sure.
Well, you know,
no, I got you.
What we need to do is get hold of Josh Gates, because every time, just before a commercial, they always see something, or they always hear something, and you know it might be a butterfly farting, but you know there's always something.
Let me chime in here. Let Noel chime in for a second. Let me tell you something. That's been my thing with watching all these Bigfoot shows, and it's getting popular to make them and everything. But when I want to show somebody some real Bigfoot expedition, or I want to look at something that's for real, I pull out the Biscardi documentaries and throw them in the damn DVD player, and I
Thank
tell
you.
People this is what Bigfoot hunting is.
Amen, brother. So, amen. Amen, brother.
Love it. Thank you, Doyle. Hey, Ernie.
Oh,
up there in Washington.
Concerned, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell us what you thought of the show, buddy.
I didn't get to see the show. I don't have a TV. And I tried looking it up online. I couldn't find it. But from what I'm hearing, like what you guys are saying, you can't go into the woods with a film crew. And you guys go in by yourselves, man. Like, that's the way to do it. You can't scare them off. And, like, if you're going to sit there and wait for them to show up, I think it's a good concept. But these things are smart, and they're going to go around you. They're not going to go through you. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's the one thing I like about mud fossils is when we go out and look, we always find something.
Always.
Oh, man.
Yep. You know? So let's break down the crew. I think the only person that has any real field time on the crew is the gal.
Okay.
Whatever her name is, Myria, whatever it is. You know. Did anybody else? Did she use Botox? Is that why her lips are so big? I don't understand. I kept staring at her face, going, "What's wrong with her lips?" You know.
Yep.
But, you know, she seems like a nice gal and intelligent. I guess she played with some monkeys and found a lemur or something, new species of a lemur, which is awesome because, you know, heck, people are, you know.
She has more time. She has more field time than all of the others put together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, Russell Accord. We all know I don't know if you guys all know Russell. Russell's Bob Gimlin's handler now. You know, he's the Bob Gimlin protector. I don't know if he has much time in the field. Well, not really. He says he does, but hey, who am I? I don't know anybody that has more time in the field than me, Rocky, Doyle, Swede, Leo. Nobody on the planet, okay? Because we spend, you know, minimum 6 months in the fucking field. Oh, sorry, kids. PG-13. Apologize. Tell your mom I said I'm sorry. Or don't tell her you listen to me say that. So, and then, you know, RPG, he's an encyclopedia. He's an online guy. He you know, research dude. The other guy that started the show, the guy that's sleeping in the cabin while they're all out in the woods for 3 weeks, right?
I mean, that's some bullshit right there, man.
He's sleeping in the cabin the whole time. But for you know, a cord to go, you're out in the middle of the woods where there's deer, possums, raccoons, squirrels, you know, lots of wildlife, and for them to get a little picture of a red dot on a thermal camera, and for him to go, it can't be any of those other things, it has to be a Bigfoot. And then for the primatologist to go, oh, it must be a large, see the arm sweep? It's the size of a friggin' cat, man.
Thank you.
That's what blows me away. Okay, that's what really upsets me. It's like, I love the technology. The technology they're using, those daisy chains, live cameras, that's pretty cool, you know. They have to be running off of, you know, wireless telephones, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I knew they were coming out with that. I love the LIDAR. The LIDAR is fantastic, you know. Oh, another part that stuck me, Raj, goes, yeah, we just, he went out and talked to a gal that collects, I guess, mushrooms out in the woods with her boyfriend, but he never came on camera, right? So
right.
He says, oh, yeah, we just saw three bears this week right here. And then she says she saw this big old thing hunched over in the woods. That couldn't have been a bear. It had to be a Bigfoot. Oh, no. It was a Bigfoot, all right. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's a TV show. You know, I'm going to give it a week. I don't think I ever watched more than two episodes of that Finding Bigfoot. If they can catch me after episode two, I'll stay with it. The technology is what I'm really interested in. It's awesome, you know. Yes. We're going to have to get a LIDAR team to come out and do a couple of our hot spots so we can find those game trails. Did anybody see? He goes, there's these paths. All these game trails are leading to one spot. I'm telling my wife, I bet you all those paths lead to water, honey. You want to bet? I'll bet you some money right now they all lead to water. She's like, you don't know that. I go, I'll bet you money on it. I'll bet you 6 chocolate chip cookies and $10 a mile. And they're like, all those game trails led to water. You know, it had to be a Bigfoot spot. Remember, it was a Bigfoot gathering spot. They kept kind of hinting at that. I'm like, wow, it's almost getting to be like, what's that one show where it's been on forever, but they can never find anything? They keep digging holes and spending millions of bucks, but they never find nothing.
Oak Island.
Oh, my God. You know? And, you know, a couple years ago when they started teasing you at the end, next year you're going to – and then this next season starts and there's nothing. It was like you said, it's a butterfly or a rock or something. They were probably like the Josh Gates phenomenon, you know?
Yeah, black beard, pubic hair. Man.
No, you're right. You know, the Bigfoot community needs a movie, needs a show. It's not, you know, there hasn't been anything on since that Finding Bigfoot thing went away, thank God. So I'm hoping that, you know, I mean, I try to look at everything as a little bit of something and try to learn from it and take from what I can. But I'm already seeing the beginnings of drama being played out, the leading you on to something, you know. Russell's like, and I'll be out in the woods for days by myself because I'm an ex-Army. Okay, Russell, home. Yeah, you know, please. Have fun out there.
Just,
go climb that mountain.
I saw today that Melba Ketchum was back in the news Fox. Yeah, she was on Fox talking about how the Bigfoot was an offshoot of the human family, and that at one time, at some point in time, that yes, they did have sex with modern human and all that, and she has the DNA to prove it.
Jesus Christ, man.
You mean her peer-reviewed stuff that was never peer-reviewed? Yeah. Okay. Dr. Melba Ketchum. Can I have some ketchup with my fries, please? Ha ha!
I wish really, man, that these shows is crazy. I mean, some of them shows I can understand that you want to get out and try to get people to interact with the possibility of another species being out there. But a lot of people creating these shows fail to realize, and I know money can make your mind go ballistic, and that's all they're thinking about. So what they fail to realize is, you're hurting us real researchers. That's what you're doing. Because if and when, no, I'm not going to say if and when. I'm going to say when one of us have one of these creatures on the slab and we're sitting there, we're going to be so scrutinized. They're going to say, oh, how we know you didn't get that on Expedition Bigfoot? You know, some shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've actually started watching a new show, guys, called Extinct or Alive. Hey, somebody turn off their quit shaving on the air, would you? And they've actually found a couple of animals that have been extinct. You know, yeah. There it goes.
Yay.
There it is.
There we go. But yeah, that's my take on it, man. I just wish they wouldn't do so much of that type of show, because it's going to hurt a lot of people. Because when we finally bring one in, you know, we're going to have to damn near fight the press, because they're going to say, you didn't get that off of Finding Bigfoot and all that type of crap. So
I just wish they wouldn't do the game. Let me tell you about like a TV show too, guys. They're on a time, you know, that they have to produce entertainment at a certain time. If you look at it, the Biscardi have went for decades and just came up with a handful of DVDs of what you would call the watchable material.
Yeah.
And they've done it for decades. You can't go out there and have a 2-week time span to produce an hour-long show that says we're going to find Bigfoot in the South.
You know? Exactly. Amen, brother.
You can't do that. In fact, if you actually done and think about it, all the time we've all spent in the woods, we've been filming, we've been trail camming, everything we've done. If you put the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours that Rocky and Swede, you know, that Leo, that Tommy and Big Tom and his son, Little Tommy, and that I've done, and all of us have done, you get very little bit of interesting material.
Right.
Yeah, we
right.
got about 10 hours. Yeah.
It would be a boring show.
You know, other part, Doyle, real quick, guys, y'all think about this. You hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head, Doyle. You got TJ. You got Little Tommy. You got the Godfather. And when we out here filming, all of us have been in the atmosphere around this environment to know. What damn cameraman that's never – it's like y'all was talking about who has the only time in the woods out there, who's got a lot of time out there doing that stuff. What damn cameraman is going to stand there when Leo says, oh, there he is, he's running in there, he's going to stand there and film it. It's not going to be scared shitless and take off running when I run. That's the funny part about it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the only thing that would be entertaining – to the people that we filmed a show of our actual expeditions would be Rocky
the people.
Telling stories all night long on night watch. Now that shit's gold.
Yeah.
I mean, Rocky should be like a professional comedian or something, but I'm telling you that would be the show, would be Rocky telling his stories while we watch Tommy snore and, you know, and... But when something does go down, we catch it. You know, when something does go down, we catch it. Just like in Arkansas, we got the audio to prove it. It's on the website. It's there. You listen to that and tell me there's anything in the damn woods that sounds like what we caught those 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, I know. Makes it tough. I mean, it's entertainment. It's something that's there, you know, and hopefully it'll pan out to be something that, you know, we can all enjoy and we can all look back on it and go, wow, that's pretty cool. But what I've seen so far, the little baby thermal image they have that, oh, it has to be a primate. You see the arms? It's on the ground, man. It's tiny. What do you look? I don't get it. How do you think people are going to – but you're going to have people that are going to believe it, just like they're going to believe the red circles and
– Okay, it's just like
the
said, Tommy. It's not that it's little. It's that the trees are just really, really big.
Big, big. Big.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. And we've all done it, guys. We've all done it. People have called in, said, I've seen it over here. This is where it's at. They take you to where it's at. They point to it and say, right there is it scat. That's where it's pooped. You know, and it's bear scat every time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I promise you, if a Bigfoot were to take a dump, you would see, you would know that Bigfoot just took a dump. It wouldn't be bear scat.
No. Yeah. If you
and
do
we've
imagine,
all done
you
it. It's a nasty job, but we've all done it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just get tired sometimes of people dragging me out in the middle of nowhere to show me where a black bear's been.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hey, let them keep dragging me because one day, you never know, it might be the real deal.
You're right.
Hopefully,
exactly.
It will be.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know, TJ, what I want to see is, I'm just going to lighten it up, but I can't wait until I see the internet picture of the burnout stump and it's still on fire and there'll be two or three Bigfoots actually standing around it warming their hands. That's what I want to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on,
we've
guys.
We've had some adventures,
really?
I'll tell you, man. Yep. Out of everything else that's on the planet that's out in the woods, why does it have to be a Bigfoot? Can't you, like, maybe show a little objectivity, possibly? I don't know.
And let me ask you, where does Bigfoot get all his beef jerky at? Because he's all over TV commercials.
Man.
What grocery store is he going to get his beef jerky? Because I want to be in that grocery store when he walks in the door.
Piggly damn Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. Food City and Piggly Wiggly. You know, it has to
you know,
be Food City or Piggly Wiggly.
All seriousness, the deer season is starting to wind down here, so it's going to be time pretty soon to be out in the woods, and it's going to be the late winter thing. And well, yeah. We won't be able to get another chance to go until August again and Rocky's birthday time in the summer. But in the late winter, we generally have some pretty good success on finding some stuff. And, you know, back another thing, too, those guys like Rocky was saying on the new show, they're trying to from what I gather, is they're trying to make them trying to play the odds. In other words, that's the angle that they're doing is the odds angle. Well,
yeah.
Every hunter and anybody that's ever been in the woods has played the angle odds since the beginning of time. You know you're
sure.
going to be there where the deer crosses the trail. You want to be there, or if the squirrels are eating the nuts, you want to be there. I mean, that's kind of a you're beating a dead horse with that odds thing. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, you're gonna. Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's an angle they can play. It's just going to be tough one way or another, however they look at it. You know, 3 weeks in one spot in Oregon, sure. I mean, I would actually enjoy doing it. I'm sure everybody else, we've spent weeks ourselves. But I've spent months in places that were the hottest spots on the planet at the time, you know, Paris, Texas. And the tracks everywhere.
They're in Texas.
You know,
like Texas.
You know, TJ, I want to see them going to areas that we've been in where there's ticks, spiders, I mean, all that shit. I mean, that's what I want to see. I mean, you know, you going into places probably cleared out. I mean, I just don't see them going into deep, deep places like we've been, you know, in places where you, even with a damn flashlight, you can't even see your hand in front of your face. You know, I mean, that's what I want to see.
Yep. Well, we'll get a chance to see it because it's every week. You know, I guess they're going to give it a shot for the six.
I've seen TJ in Packet Creek, Tennessee, crawl down an old mine shaft with nothing but a flashlight, barehanded, going down in there. And you talk about dangerous. I'm talking about he's like asking for rattlesnake bite, asking for anything. But he does it. He goes where nobody else goes. And if you ain't going where nobody else goes, then you ain't hunting.
Nope. You know, you got to get away from humans. You got to do that. We all know that. You know, you got to get as far away from them, unless and assigned to them as you can. Otherwise, you know, it raises your chances of finding anything, even wildlife, you know. But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Hopefully it'll be entertainment, just like the other shows are. Like I was saying earlier, this new show, Extinct or Alive, they're finding extinct animals that have been extinct for 150 years. And this guy...
Yeah, that's
this
a pretty good show.
Actually, this guy, his grandfather's the one who found the coelacanth back in 38 or so. You know, after that
was this?
For 66, Extinct or Alive.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show. I watched it. I watched an episode on there, TJ, where they were finding that gigantic soft shell turtle there in Vietnam or somewhere.
No, that was
the
Galapagos. That was the Ferdinand turtle, the Ferdinand Island turtle that had been extinct for 116 years. Last time anybody saw one, right? Yep, and they found it. Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You know, they
what channel would that be on? Like the Travel Channel or something?
No, I
think it was on the History Channel.
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet, exactly where it was.
Animal Planet, okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
Animal
it was
Planet.
A pretty cool show. It was a really cool show.
Yeah.
I didn't know his grandfather found the coelacanth. That was a pretty cool thing.
Yep.
I remember
his
when
grandfather's
that.
Grandfather's one of found the coelacanth. Yep.
That is awesome. Now that's some good watching because there's a big variety there, you know.
Yeah,
look
every
different
week
species
looking for a different extinct animal. They went looking for the spotted ivory-billed woodpecker. They looking for some kind of a leopard. I remember out in Tanzania, they spent 2 weeks looking for the wood bill down in Louisiana. the
this
crocodile. No, they're down in Tanzania looking for some kind of cat. I forgot what the cat was. Actually, I think they found it because of the spot patterns. They found it out there. Some small cat that's been extinct for a long time. The yellow rare pike nose caiman that's been, you know, gone forever. They've made like four or five different discoveries, you know, which is
wow, that's
pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
You know.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty realistic.
It was sort of a lemur. I'm guessing it was a lemur. A spotted lemur looks like a leopard or something like that. But, yeah, you know, it just proves that people don't get out in the woods looking for things anymore, you know. And the less time you're out there looking, you're never going to find this creature that we all know exists, you know. It's going to be a chore. You got to make the entertainment right for TV, so we'll see. We'll see how it is, you know. So far, like I said,
you know, really,
it reminded me of
really cool. What was really cool about it, TJ, is that whenever, like when me and Rocky go and go do our thing, you know, it's not, we're not just eat up with it about trying to find the Bigfoot. It didn't start out that way, and it hasn't ended up that way. It just kind of fell in our lap accidentally. But it's cool to spend time with your buddy or your friends or meet new friends and go out and do the expedition and learn something. And do something,
right.
You know, do the woods thing, learn something. It's all
just
cool
to get
about
out.
That. And when it happens, that's just icing on the cake. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
True.
Oh yeah.
Very
true. But made some great friends, you know, over the Bigfoot thing starting out. I've met a lot, you know, all of y'all and others. It's really a pretty cool deal. It really is.
You know, like I tell people, they
best years of
real
my
stuff,
life, guys. Best years of my life.
Go ahead, Doyle.
I said it's been the best years of my life going out. You know, it's just been amazing.
Oh.
Just that everything I've learned, and I think that people have learned a few things from me. And
right.
Let me tell you something about this whole crew right here that I can tell you right now. If the damn zombie apocalypse came tomorrow and all we had was just a few firearms and a couple cigarette lighters, this bunch could live in the woods. Just off the knowledge of people like Queeg and Rocky and Leo, you know. And it's, I mean, you're amazed at the things you can eat, you know. I mean, I've ate stuff that in Paris, Texas, we found a wild plum patch where we found a bunch of Bigfoot tracks, and we cast those. But it was so weird how, to me, that the fruit was the riper ones on the lower were all picked, and the higher ones were left, like, for later, for other creatures to get to them. And it was just amazing because they were feeding, but they were also preserving their food for later. It's amazing. I mean, just that's the survival instinct of these things. And I think I was on Mountain Television one time, and I said, what is a better hunt? You know, and I've hunted men for years, and that's hard hunting. But what is a better hunt than to think about hunting an animal with the intellect of a man and the survival skills of an animal? What could make a better hunt than that, guys?
True that.
Nothing.
Sounds good.
Yep. Nothing. There ain't nothing better. That's why he ain't never been caught. He's the slickest of the slick.
The king of hide and seek.
Yep. There you go.
That's what I call it.
Straight. Big time.
So we
y'all know what I'm
going to
do when I catch him?
We're going to get him.
You know the first thing I'm going to do when I catch
back
him?
Quarter. What are you going to do?
I'm going to catch him. I'm looking right in the eyes. I'm going to say, who brought you now, asshole?
Who brought you?
I want to see Rocky wrestle one.
It's time for some vocals.
Rocky Grassel made a lot of ugly women, the grizzly bears.
Well, I'm only going to raffle one if I run out of ammo.
before we drop it, I want to see Rocky take you on for about 2 minutes square.
There you go. Before we smoke the hindquarter, right?
That's right.
There you go. And smoke a butt off.
Old Kentucky boy Lee Majors took one on and ripped his arm off and everything. Just find out he's a robot.
He sure
remember
did.
That one?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Oh, dang. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's my hometown.
It's been around forever. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Too much.
Well, I watched that show, and I tried my best to keep an open mind. But I was not able to convince myself in any way that this was something that's going to be anything more than a smarter Finding Bigfoot. Thank goodness they ain't got Bobo on, even though, from what I understand, he's probably the smartest one on that show. But
what happened to Bobo?
He's still around.
He's still around.
Did he get rehab?
No, that was Matt Moneymaker.
That's Matt.
Well, I know Bobo was burnt out from way back, you know.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He likes his little green
weed. I just wondered if you said he made out better than any of them. I thought, well, maybe he got in rehab. I don't know.
Either that or he sold a whole bunch of their equipment.
Hey,
no, no.
You know what old has-beens do when they get old hunting Bigfoot? They go work the show circuit.
There you go.
Are you talking about the rodeo? Rodeo clowns?
No. All the Bigfoot conventions. You go, you know, it's like all the movie stars. You know, they go to the Comic Cons. You know, when they're all washed up. You know.
Oh, damn.
Same thing with Bigfoot hunters. I'll.
Okay.
I'm never going to go.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Has anybody on this show ever been to one of those?
Nope.
What?
No.
Not I.
What? Bigfoot show?
Bigfoot convention.
The Bigfoot convention.
What do you do at a Bigfoot convention?
I was invited to one last year at Pine Mountain Park. Come up there and talk about our expedition. And I was invited to Pine Mountain Park, and when they told me who I was going to be there, I laughed at them. I said, I'm not going to stand on the same stage with that bunch of hypocrite dumbasses and belittle myself. I have more integrity than that.
I had a chance to go to the one in Oklahoma City where Melba Ketchum was showing off the hair samples where she got her DNA, the hair samples that I gave to Tom, that Tom gave to Melba.
Her?
And I said, no. I said, no. I've got better. It's just, said, I have to shit. I'm going to go take a shit. I'm going to do something more important.
Do something productive.
And, you know, it just... you know, I've seen some of the the Gimlin crew. I've seen him on there, whichever one he is. I don't even know the one with the cowboy hat. I guess he's a good guy. Everybody just swears by him, but at the same time, you know, went to. We went to Philip Morris's house, and Philip Morris told us all about the costume. He told us all about the Patterson film and all that. Somebody that was actually there and saw to it that the costume was right. And I got a picture that he gave me of him and Bob Hieronymus. Hieronymus was sitting there with, he had the head off the costume, and had all the dark stuff around his eyes, but he had the rest of the costume on.
Imagine that.
But,
imagine that. Ladies and gentlemen, did you actually realize that the Patterson-Gimlin video was filmed in Central Park? Tune in next week when we show you the actual video.
One tickles me too is I can't remember his name, but the guy that says that camps out in the Smoky Mountains over in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and swears that that's a migration path for him or whatever. But he also runs a souvenir shop.
No, and, there you go.
Please buy my product so that I can afford to go on these expeditions. All this scientific equipment stuff costs a lot of money, and you got these poor suckers that come in there and they go in there and they'll pay. You know, he's got $5 invested in a lathe drawn ball bat with a little inscription on it that says Bigfoot Knocker, and he's selling these things. He's got $5 in it, and he's selling them for like $50. You know, and it's crazy. I mean, he's making a fortune, off Bigfoot. And I guarantee you, the son of a bitch never spent one night in the Smoky Mountain Forest.
Hey, TJ, what's the guy got the museum next? It's in Georgia. It's on the.
It's called Expedition Bigfoot. How funny is that? Huh? I was going to go down there and check it out when I was in Georgia, but I decided not to. Went by it twice and went, nope, I ain't going in. I don't care.
Is it big or small? How big is it?
No, it's not very big. You know, it's small, you know.
Is it?
Tommy actually talked about when we was in Florida, we actually talked about stopping by and talking to Rick Dyer about buying a used car.
Yeah, that's what they do too. They steal your money and they go open car lots. Well, folks, we wanted to say thank you for joining us this wonderful Wednesday night on the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. Don't forget to go check out our website, searchingforbigfoot.com. You can also check the show out at bigfootlive.net for old broadcasts or bigfootliveradio.biz. Okay. You can get there from our website, or you can just go bigfootliveradio.biz or bigfootlive.net. Check us out. We'll spend time with you here with us and the boys, chatting about Bigfoot, talking all things cryptid if we get to it. And, heck, we might even diss a little bit a couple of some other shows. Who knows? But that's us here at Bigfoot Live Radio with Rocky, Leo, Ernie,
who brought you?
Doyle, and the Swede. Check us out next week. Same bat channel. Let me rephrase that. Same Bigfoot channel every Wednesday night. We want to thank all our listeners all across the planet because without you, we wouldn't have a show or nothing to talk about. See y'all next week, folks, here on the Bigfoot Live Radio Show.
Have a good night.
Hey, take care, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live Radio Show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. We brought them together.